Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. And want to thank our very special sponsors that we have every week on the show. You know, they help keep this engine moving. They help keep this show free every single week. And we can't be any more grateful than we are to have the great sponsors we do have. This week's sponsors, by the way, are the good folks over at TailgateGiant.com, RealtyShares.com, and Kielbasa Provision Company. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom lights and the grill is hot. On your board, get set, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. Does everybody want some tailgate? If you can't get a part of it, baby, don't worry, you can't wait. We're about to get started.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Welcome back to Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show, whether you did it on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic, SoundCloud, Roku, Apple TV, any of the places that you listen to Tailgate Radio. We certainly do appreciate it. We've got a great show for you this week. This week is Q&A week here on Tailgate Radio. So we're going to answer a lot of the mail that we've gotten either through Twitter, our email account, our website. We're going to take time to read the questions, and I'm just going to off the cuff give you the answers the best I can. And it covers everything from food and tailgating and sports and entertainment and all kinds of different topics. So I'm really excited about this Q&A week here on Tailgate Radio. Before we get started, though, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about RealtyShares.com. RealtyShares.com is one of our great sponsors. And, you know, if you've had money in the stock market, you've probably, you know, maybe broken even this year. Maybe you even lost money. But if your dollars were invested in real estate in markets like San Francisco, New York, Seattle, Chicago, even San Antonio or Austin, you likely enjoyed solid returns. Diversification is the name of the game when it comes to investing. And if you're looking to diversify your portfolio with real estate, look no further than RealtyShares.com. RealtyShares is an online real estate investment marketplace that allows accredited investors to invest as little as $1,000 per transaction in both residential and commercial real estate projects across the United States. And man, over the summer, I bought a new home. A bigger home, which is great. That means things are going well here at Tailgate Radio. But, you know, I wish that I had the opportunity and wish I'd known about RealtyShares.com at the time, because I really think I would have taken advantage of them then. But much like all of you, I know about it now, and I will certainly be making my investments over at RealtyShares. You know, they are active in over 100 major markets across the USA. Thousands of investors use the platform to invest in real estate deals that are sourced and vetted by their experienced investment professionals. And you can browse and invest in minutes, all from your computers. So go to RealtyShares.com and use this special code /tailgate, RealtyShares.com/tailgate, to create your free account today. We've already returned over $10 million to investors. So start investing today at RealtyShares.com/tailgate. Investments are risky and may lose value. Past performance is not indicative of future results. But go over to RealtyShares.com/tailgate today and start your investing and diversification in the world of real estate. RealtyShares.com/tailgate. All right, and we're back here on Tailgate Radio. We're doing a simulcast right now. Not only am I going to be answering your questions that you've sent in through Twitter, our website, our email address, but I'm also simulcasting right now for the first time through Periscope. And so anybody that's listening or watching live on Periscope will be able to answer questions or ask questions as well. And we're just doing an experiment this week to see how this goes over. And we're certainly new to Periscope. We've been doing it for a few weeks, but we've never simulcasted our actual show. We actually had a technical difficulty last night, so we're reshooting our show this morning to get it out a little later this morning. So it's a little later than our normal 9 p.m. Thursday evening, but we're going to get it out anyway. I'm excited about this week's show because we're going to be talking about you, your Q&A, your questions. What questions do you have for us? Can we answer them? Do we answer them to your satisfaction? And if you have any questions on Periscope, you can certainly ask us there as well, and we will try to incorporate those into the show this morning. So the first question I have this week, and we're just, you know, we pulled a number of questions that we've gotten through social media and our website and our email, and we're just going to answer them. And I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer, but I'm just going to answer them the best that I can. And hopefully you like the answers. And if you don't, you deal with it. We're dealing with it too. So the first question comes from at XTC overall or XT coverall. Who has been your funniest guest on Tailgate Radio? Well, that's pretty easy, but it's also there have been a number of guests that we've had on the show that have been absolutely hilarious. I think the first guy that comes to mind is Frank Caliendo. He was on our show early on, and you can go back and listen to that at episode 12, I believe. And Frank Caliendo is a master of impersonations, and he was certainly a blast to have on the show. I think that, when we had him on the show, we caught lightning in a bottle because he was in a place where he could spend a little time with us. We've not been able to reconnect with him, because he has just gotten so popular and, so hard to reach through, social media and things like that. But we wish Frank all the best. And he was certainly a very funny guest on our show. I would also say that a couple of other people that come to mind are, Stephen Kramer Glickman, who is an actor. He's been on some Nickelodeon shows and some movies and things like that. He spent over an hour with us and just told us a ton of stories about show business. Not necessarily, it wasn't probably the most relevant show to tailgating, but it was certainly one that we enjoyed spending time with him, and he had some great stories. And then we had Nick Benson. He went out on assignment at Western Kentucky University and just interviewed some co-eds that may have had a few too much to drink, and I hope their parents weren't watching, but if they were, you can go back and watch that at episode 25. Glickman was episode 33, I believe. So if you have a chance, go back into our archives at Tailgate Radio and you can catch Frank Caliendo on episode 12, Stephen Kramer Glickman on episode 33, and Nick Benson. That was a hilarious man on the streets, man at a tailgate party at episode 25. So I would say those were probably the funniest guests. We've also had funny moments with other guests, but certainly those guys are in the business of being funny, and they certainly were on Tailgate Radio. The next question comes from Nancy B. from Terre Haute, Indiana, via our email. Do you think tailgating has become too commercial? That's a good question. Has it become too commercial? It depends on what you mean by too commercial. If you mean having shows like Tailgate Radio, I don't think so. Our goal here at Tailgate Radio is simply to introduce you to guests that I think sports fans, people that enjoy the tailgating lifestyle, would want to have on their show. I think that as far as the industry itself, you've got great organizations like the National Tailgating Association and great periodicals like Inside Tailgating and Tailgater Monthly and some other resources to actually that support the business. And then you've got the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show out in Las Vegas. I think that's coming up in January. So there are a number of resources that support tailgating. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think tailgating really comes down to who you hang out with, what your individual game day ritual is, whether that's, heading out to the stadium, whether that's having a home gating event or a block party or something like that. I think the personalization of it really is what makes it what should be the enjoyable spot out there for you. So I think it is more high profile. I think you see larger companies using tailgating as a platform to get the word out about their organization or their company or their product or their service. But I think it's just because there's a growing need for it. And I think anytime you've got a group of companies or people that are supporting something that you enjoy, that's a good thing. And so I don't think it's become too commercial. I think there's more, there's more opportunity. I can tell you from personal experience, the people that reach out to us on a regular basis that want us to showcase their product, showcase their company, that's continued to grow. But again, I think it's because there is there's a growing market. You know, when you have between 35 and 50 million Americans that tailgate sometime during the year, that creates a great opportunity. And so commercial might not be the right word, but I think it is growing in public awareness. And, you know, with that becomes, you know, there are issues that go along with that. There have been recent issues with violence, which we touched on a few episodes ago about what happens in the parking lot. But certainly that happens in any genre of entertainment. So I think that to wrap up your question, there's just a lot more opportunity. It's become much bigger spectacle, you know. And if you notice, if you're a tailgater for if you go to NFL franchises or go to any of the larger universities, those parking lots are often controlled by professional companies, and they charge high dollar to, you know, participate in being out in the parking lot and things like that. So there's some of that that I'm not real, you know, fond of, but overall I think it's a good thing. Next question from at CatDaddy69. Really? CatDaddy69? Okay. Okay. So where is the best place you've ever tailgated? Wow. That's a loaded question, because I can't get that question right with the audience here, because we have people from all over the U.S., all over Canada, 46 countries around the world, and you're asking me what's the favorite place I've ever tailgated, or the best place I've ever tailgated. I'm going to take the diplomatic high road on that. I will tell you, though, in interviewing Jim Ross, and if you don't know who Jim Ross is, he was the play-by-play announcer for WWE for a long time, maybe 20 years. And he's a huge Oklahoma Sooner fan and goes to every home game. If you ever see them on ABC or Fox Sports or anywhere they're playing, he's on the sideline. He's got the big black hat on, and he's usually somewhere in camera shot. But I remember him telling me when he was on our show, and I think those were episodes 5 and 6, we did a two-part interview with him, and he told me that everywhere he goes, he has a different experience, and sometimes the great tailgating experiences are not what you think they are. He gave me a great example. I think it was in West Virginia. University of West Virginia was playing OU in Morgantown, West Virginia, and he was hanging out with some guys that were eating from a big pot of beans and some cornbread, and he said that was one of the most fun tailgating experiences he ever had. And I agree with that. I think best tailgating and favorite tailgating, I think that really comes with your own personal preferences. I've been to some really upscale tailgating events. You know, you go somewhere like Oxford, Mississippi to the Grove, and by the way, our good friend, the sports brat Jess Saraceno was just out there recently. Hey, Jess, I hope you had a good time at the Grove. But, you know, that's a high-end tailgate part of it is really high-end, and that's not really my thing, but people that enjoy that, it's I can certainly understand the experience. And so, you know, to ask where's the best place I've ever tailgated, man, that's a hard question to answer. A fun question to think about, but really not one that I can answer with any. Now, I have some favorites. You know, I have some favorite places that I've personally visited. Fayetteville, Arkansas, Knoxville, Tennessee. I think that those places, along with I had a great time in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I did a twofer shot a few years ago where the University of Minnesota was playing at night on a Saturday, and then there was a noon game with the Vikings. And so it was like 24 hours of tailgating, and you saw the golden red kind of fuse into the purple and gold, and it was just a great experience there. So, and then there have been some really cool stuff like minor league baseball games and even a few high school events that are pretty amazing. So, you know, there are so many, and I'm sure everybody that's listening or watching this on Periscope, if you get involved in tailgating, you have your own personal favorites, and they're not wrong. And they're not, I mean, if that's the best place you've ever tailgated, then that's the best place you've ever tailgated. And people can argue that left and right, but it's your personal experience. And so whatever that is makes it valid. All right, next question comes from @FreddysDead1313. Why did you stop featuring inside tailgating on your show? Okay, that's a fair question. So Inside Tailgating is a great tailgating magazine. And Stacy Moore is the editor, and it's a fantastic magazine. So if you get a chance, go to InsideTailgating.com. There was really no reason in particular. It's probably my fault that we're not featuring them regularly. And, you know, that's a great call out. So I need to reach back out to those guys. I think what happened originally was we were doing these segments on a fairly regular basis, and then our schedules got off, and there were there was just scheduling conflicts, but certainly nothing that they did, nothing that I did. Have a great relationship with Inside Tailgating. Would encourage you to subscribe to that. And I will reach back out to them this week and see if we can have them back on and get that started back up. Thank you so much, @FreddysDead1313. Great call out. Speaking of tailgating and inside tailgating and some of the partners that we work with, I want to talk to you right now about our good friends over at Tailgate Giant. And tailgategiant.com. If you ever need to head over, and again, folks, it's approaching the holiday season, and when you are thinking about getting those gifts for that special someone, and whether it's the female in your life, whether it's the male in your life that's a huge sports fan, you need to head over to the Tailgate Superstore, Tailgate Giant. When you go over and log in, you're going to see a great place to sign up for their email list. That email list just puts you in the know on what's going on over at Tailgate Giant. And they have so many items, over 38,000 tailgating-related items that you can purchase over at Tailgate Radio. And for somebody like me, who is in Texas but is a huge Green Bay Packer fan. Yeah, that's okay. I like other teams too, but I'm a big Packer fan. They're on a little bit of a slide right now, but they're going to recover. I can get anything Packer related over at Tailgate Giant. And the cool thing about when you head over to tailgategiant.com is you can purchase products by the product. You can shop by product. You can shop by team, you know, whether that's your favorite NFL team, college team, NBA team. You can shop by brand. So if you have a particular brand, you can shop items by that. And you can customize your products. You know, Tailgate Giant started off as a custom cornhole company. And they have grown from that very narrow niche into this huge, thus the name Tailgate Giant, huge entity that can serve your tailgating needs any way, anytime. They're going to ship to you. Their customer service is amazing. I know the people over there. I plan on visiting Tailgate Giant sometime this spring because I have heard so many good things about how they operate over there. I want to go see it for myself. But I can tell you in my conversations with everybody there, including customer service on orders that I've placed, I have been blown away by the quality, the expertise, and just the vast amount of products available over at Tailgate Giant. So do yourself a favor. Christmas is only a few weeks away. Bowl games start very soon. Take your time. Get online. Go to tailgategiant.com and place your order, and it'll be here before you know it. Tailgategiant.com is your one-stop tailgate superstore. That's Tailgate Giant. All right, let's get back to our questions here. Having fun with this. So the next question comes from Sal Balomo for Prez. Okay. What do you think of the weekly fantasy draft controversy in New York, and do you think it will spread? That's a great question. So for those of you that don't know what's going on, the weekly fantasy draft games like DraftKings and FanDuel have been under increasing pressure from the Attorney General in the state of New York. They say that those are not games of skill. Those are games of chance. It's gambling. It's not rigged for everyone to win. Now, in full disclosure, we have had a weekly fantasy draft company sponsor our show in the past. That being said, I don't know what's going to happen with this. It feels like that these companies have vetted this process very, very closely. They obviously have spent millions and millions of dollars in advertising. If you've watched football or if you've listened to this show or quite frankly, if you've listened to any other podcast over the course of the past 6 months, you know that they have a very firm presence. I know when I listen in my car to local radio, they're still playing ads. And so I'm not sure where New York is headed with it. I know New York typically, and this isn't beating up on people of New York, I just know from a governmental standpoint that they often do things differently. And whether this is something that will latch on the rest of the country and other states, because I think the way I understand it is that the states have to take action and it's not a federal thing. Go Irish. That was from R.N. Nam, I think. It's far away, and we're doing a simulcast right now, so I apologize to the podcast audience that heard me step away from the microphone. And there's a Go Spurs Go. Absolutely. Absolutely. They're starting off pretty well. Their team has meshed pretty well early on in the season. So anyway, back to the fantasy draft controversy. I'm not sure where that's going to go, but I will tell you that it's going to be expensive and it's going to be lengthy and there's going to be a lot of testimony that takes place to determine if that is gambling or if it is a game of skill. But I would stay tuned and find out where that goes. But that's a great question. Sal Balomo for Prez. That sounds like a great one. Cowboys all day, baby, no matter what. Ha ha. You know, it's funny. I will tell you this. I was at the Dallas Cowboys Philadelphia Eagles game. I was invited to sit in the Ring of Honor Suites this past Sunday night. And if you haven't had a chance to see that stadium, first of all, it's amazing. I don't care what you think of the Cowboys, because I'm not a fan either. But some people are, and that's okay. Are they still considered America's team? Not sure. But what I will tell you is that stadium is amazing. And the suite situation was the suite situation was phenomenal. We got there. I was invited. I got a hotel right next to the stadium, was shuttled over to the stadium. We parked right in front of the door, walked, you know, maybe 100 feet, got in the concierge elevator, went up into the Ring of Honor Suites. We had all types of phenomenal food. We had a great view of the stadium. The game was awesome. Went to overtime before the Eagles won. Got a visit from Jerry Jones. Got a visit from a couple of cheerleaders. Had a blast. So I want to thank the folks at I don't know if they'd want me to plug them or not, but I'll just thank them for the opportunity to hang out there at AT&T Stadium, and it was a blast. So I got off topic a little bit there, but if you ever get a chance, if you find yourself in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they do tours of that stadium, and it truly is massive. And, you know, I went to the Superdome trying to make Tom Shady and Bill Belichick America's team, but it ain't happening. Sorry, guys. Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure about if the Patriots are America's team. Let's do a quick poll. How many of you think that the Cowboys are still America's team? I would say that the Patriots could be in there because they're winners and they've won several Super Bowls. I would say the Green Bay Packers have a great chance. Every game that the Packers go to, there are tons of cheeseheads. And if there are any other candidates for America's team, let us know out there. They lie and cheat too much. Would that be the Patriots that you're talking to? Yeah, the Pats do. You know, I heard that, and for those of you on the podcast, I'm reading some comments right off of our Periscope broadcast. I read somewhere this week that some people were complaining that the Patriots were cheating on the coin toss because they've won like 37 of 44 coin tosses. Now, you know, I love a conspiracy theory as much as the next person, but they don't touch the coin. They don't own the coin. They don't own the ref that flips the coin, or do they? But I think they've just had, you know, when you get in that zone, you just are good at everything. And they've just been particularly good at the coin toss. But I will tell you this, in my opinion, and this is all it is my opinion, is I think that Tom Brady is mad. And the NFL, the rest of the teams are paying the price. An angry Tom Brady and an angry Bill Belichick, for that matter. You know, they're undefeated. And that speaks for itself. But, you know, 9 months of Deflategate, nothing came of it at the end of the day. It was interesting. I found it curious that the NFL chose to go after that franchise and Tom Brady as one of the marquee players, but they chose to do it, and it backfired. And now, as I said earlier, we'll see what happens. You know, I'm reading a comment that says a hurried Shady, which I'm sure is Brady, is no good, so sack him. Yeah, that's a great observation, but you still got to get to him. He's not mobile. He's not very mobile at all. I don't think he's ever been super mobile. But how are you going to get to him? They're what, 8-0, 9-0? All right, let's get back to our questions here. We've got a couple more to go to before we wrap it up. But he's pretty. Yeah, he is pretty. And his wife's not bad looking either. Ralph J. Three words. Charcoal or propane? Charcoal or propane? Hey, Inkar, how are you? That was a shout out on Periscope here. So, charcoal or propane? You know, in episode 24, I think we discussed this at length. But you know, all I'll say about that is, hi, Inkar. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you for tuning in this week. When it comes to propane or charcoal, it's a preference. I mean, I think obviously charcoal produces better results at the end of the day. Propane is a hell of a lot of work too, especially if you're having to do it on site. Now at home, it's a different thing. At home, you've got all your gear. You've got your own processes in place to make sure that you can dispose of things the right way. But a lot of times in the parking lot, charcoal is a pain in the rear. And so out of necessity, there have been great creations out there for charcoal users. And you know, this is not a cheap plug. There you go. Exactly. Charcoal when you have time. Propane for a quick grill, quick barbecue. You know, and this isn't a plug. They're not a sponsor of ours, but I received a grill the other day from Stoke, STOK, and they've got the Stoke gridiron, and it folds up and it rolls and it's very easy, and it's so simple to set up and put in your, even if you don't have a truck, just put in your trunk of your car and produce really good results. I cooked some sirloins the other night on it, and it did a phenomenal job. So when you have items like that, propane's a great option. But I would agree. I mean, if you want to get technical about it, you know, I think the best way to cook is over an open flame with wood. So, you know, throw that into the controversy, because there's ways to cook without either that produce amazing results. I know in a lot of places across the country, open pit grilling, especially in restaurants and things, are no longer allowed for safety reasons and things like that. There are still some places that in Texas that still allow you to do that. You know, that certainly is up to you to determine for yourself. So charcoal, propane, wood over a fire, whatever works best for you. But we talked about that in depth in episode 24, and I would certainly encourage you to go back in the archives and check that out. All right, last question, and this is from Tailgater Gator over on Twitter. Do you ever take the show on the road? Absolutely, we've taken the show on the road. Now, the thing about our podcast is oftentimes it's pre-produced. Most of the time. In fact, this is the only time that it is a one take deal, and we are just rolling with it because I wanted to try an experiment where we do a simulcast between Periscope and our podcast, which will actually be available on iTunes in about an hour or so. Yeah. Real quick. Yes, I am in San Antonio. Yeah. San Antonio. We have the Alamo Dome and the Alamo Bowl and UTSA and Incarnate Word and Trinity and all the high school football and the Spurs, of course. And sounds like we're going to get Major League Soccer in a few years. So, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. You know, we have worked hard to build this audience and grow this show. So I really do appreciate your feedback. But speaking of going back to the question, do we ever take the show on the road? Yes. It's hard to do. We do have a portable studio that we've taken on the road. We typically go to the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas every year, and we interview manufacturers and inventors and things like that of anything, any product that's tailgating outdoor cooking, sports related, and we have a great time doing that. Have we gone into the parking lot and done a live show before a football game or before a NASCAR event or anything like that? We did back when we were on Sirius XM, but we haven't done it in this format. But it's certainly something that we're looking to do next season. I think this first season in this particular format has just allowed us to kind of figure out how we want to produce our product and how we want to get it out there. But we certainly, we love, you know, I used to be a part of a company that traveled every weekend to sporting events across the country, and we did live tailgate events before NFL games, college games, and all those things. And we certainly want to get back to that. But right now, we focused on in-studio stuff, having great guests, and want to I'd love to hit you up. Absolutely. I'm always looking for great guests. Hit me on the DM on Twitter at Tailgate Radio, and we'll talk. We'll get you on here next week. You know, we certainly plan on making this show more. Yeah, please do. Thank you. I think that there's so many opportunities, like this Periscope thing. You know, we're still trying to. I have spent time looking at other Periscopes, and you know, we've got some great friends that we have on Periscope, like Blake Carson, who is the inventor of the Carson Rodizio, and he will show informational videos on what he's cooking or grilling with his great product, and I enjoy that. But there's not a whole lot of discourse when it comes to like this, like a simulcast on Tailgate Radio or anything like that that I see. And, you know, I want to explore that as much as I possibly can moving forward. You know, with Periscope, for example, you have a live studio production camera that can go anywhere that you want to go. So why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we carry this out? Now, I've got the face for radio for sure. So this is – I'm not used to this, but I'm going with it. So don't you worry about that. I think I'll scare the children and the women away pretty easily. so yeah, as we move forward with Periscope and learn more about how we can utilize this technology, I think it'll be great for our fans. It'll be great for our sponsors. It'll be great for everybody involved because there is so much opportunity with this. So. I appreciate everybody sending in their questions this week, and we're going to send each one of you a we're going to send you each one of you a packet of King of the Grill Wild Game Seasoning, courtesy of my good friend Jonathan Joss, who is the voice of John Redcorn from King of the Hill. He has given me permission to give these out to some of our winners, and each one of you that I answered your questions will be sending that out and get those out. And by the way, if you want to buy some of King of the Grill Wild Game Seasoning, for yourself, go to Facebook. I mean, this is amazing. This guy, it just finished wrapping a movie called The Magnificent Seven, which is a remake of an old movie. And I think he and Chris Pratt and some other A-League, you know, I think Denzel Washington and some other people are in this movie. They just wrapped in New Orleans area, excuse me, a couple of weeks ago. But this guy, if you go to his Facebook page and friend him and then just hit him up, he will sell you right there on his Facebook page his awesome product. And I can tell you, putting this on steaks, putting this on deer, putting this on chicken, it is amazing. And he's a great friend of this show. He's a great friend. And, you know, he was most recently on NBC's Parks and Rec. But he's, you know, he was on King of the Hill as the voice of John Redcorn for 13 seasons. And he's a great guy, and he's this is his side business that he does. And we encourage you to take advantage and check him out. So before we go, I want to thank our sponsors again this week, the fine folks at RealtyShares.com. Also, our good folks at Tailgate Giant and Kielbasa Provision Company. When we come back for our final break, we will be giving away our Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week, and we'll be sending you a big box of Kielbasa Polish sausage. So when we come back from the break, we'll be giving that away and wrapping up this week's show. You know, I do have one of the coolest jobs in the world. I get to travel the country on the weekends and go to tailgate parties across this great land and learn about traditions, foods, beverages, and what people have in their tailgate setup. And every time that I travel and are talking to fans, they always ask me, where's the best place to go to get my tailgate gear? And I answer them the same way every time. You want to go to tailgategiant.com. They are the tailgate superstore. Let me say that again. Tailgategiant.com, the tailgate superstore. They have over 38,000 different tailgating products waiting just for you. You can shop by product, or you can shop by team. You can shop by brand. They even create customized products for you. You know, they got their start creating customized cornhole games, and they have parlayed that into a tailgating empire called Tailgate Giant. And for me, being a Green Bay Packer fan in the middle of South Texas, I can't go to my local sporting goods store and get any Packer gear because they've got Cowboys gear, Texans gear, Longhorn gear, Aggie gear, Red Raider gear, but they don't have Packer gear. So I just get on to tailgategiant.com, find the Packer gear that I want, place that order, and I've got it waiting for me, shipped to my home, ready to enjoy the triumphant season of the Green Bay Packers. And you can do that with your team too. All you have to do is, well, let me tell you what you can do. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. If you go to tailgateradio.com right now, over on the right-hand side of our page, there is a button. It's a pretty big button, and it's got the Tailgate Giant logo. And if you press that button, it's going to take you to tailgategiant.com. And if you use the promo code TG Radio for Tailgate Radio, TG Radio, they're going to give you 10% off your order. Now, that's a generous offer. Think about that. 10% off could mean extra bucks in your pocket for some other things that you might need in the parking lot. So take advantage of that right now. The people over at Tailgate Giant are waiting to serve you. They have great customer service, and they have unbelievable product diversity, I guess is the best way to say it. Anything and everything you want, need, they've got right there for you at tailgategiant.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They're Tailgate Giant, tailgategiant.com. Welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. You know, every week we award a special tailgating club, organization, company, individual, group with the distinction of being named the Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week. And this week is no exception. This week we don't have to travel that far. We're going to head up I-35 for this week's winner. And as we always do as a custom, give me a drum roll, please. This week's winner is Russell Krieger with Tailgating Dallas. Russell, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Hi, how are you, John?
Hey, doing great. How are you? I was actually up in Dallas this past Sunday evening for the Eagles game, and although the game didn't come out as you probably would have liked, it sure was a great tailgating atmosphere out there and out at the AT&T Stadium.
Oh, it's always a great atmosphere out there. There's a almost every parking lot is always filled with tailgaters.
So tell me what your game day tradition looks like. How do you spend game day out there in front of AT&T Stadium?
Me and my crew are always setting up out there, usually in two or three parking spots. we have trailers and we have press boxes, so we either go big or stay small with our tailgate.
So tell me, what does going big look like for you guys?
Going big for us is to have a trailer with three TVs, a grill, cornhole boards, washer boards. We always got the grill fired up, and we always have our big 10x20 tents, and we have bartenders and catering, and we take it to the next level.
So when you guys are out in the parking lot, do you, depending on who the opponent is that week, I mean, this past Wednesday or this past Sunday was the Eagles, do you have special menus to welcome in the opponents every week, or do you guys already have your the menu mapped out for the season?
We usually have our menu mapped out for the season. If they don't want catering, then people bring in their own food and fire up the grill.
Now, how long has Tailgating Dallas been doing their thing there in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area out there in Arlington?
We've been in business for about 3 years. We've been one of the first people to actually do the tailgating and rent out trailers and press boxes. And we've really enjoyed it. We've had a great time, a lot of great groups out there. You know, we also tailgate. I got my employees and my group, and we usually spend the day out there tailgating. Once we get everything set up, we have a lot of fun and enjoy the game.
Now, do you guys tailgate any other sports in that area? Like, do you do anything with the Mavericks or anything with the Texas Rangers during baseball season?
We do. We tailgate Ranger games usually on the weekend. Definitely opening day is a big day for us. And we have an area there at 803 Stadium Drive. Stadiumparking.net is who we use for that when we do Ranger games. They've been a great group. The parking is usually a great price, and there's a lot of great tailgate spots over there. So we usually fill that area up on a opening day and during the weekends on Rangers games.
If there's a company or an organization that wants to work with you guys to help, you know, they may not be you know, hardcore tailgaters or may not know how to get started, but they want to have a big event. Is there a way that they can reach out to you so that you guys can kind of help them and guide them along the way and maybe set up their next tailgate party for them?
Sure. You can contact me by email at tailgatingdallas@gmail.com or just go to our website. You can contact me on there. There's a contact board, and you can also write blogs or anything you want on there. So I'm pretty easy to get in contact with.
And over at your website, I see it's tailgatingdallas.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Periscope.
Well, very good. Well, I know from firsthand knowledge this past week of how rabid the tailgating fans are at Dallas with the Cowboys, and that stadium there is unbelievable. And for being named this week's Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week, we're going to send you guys a really nice size sample of world famous Kielbasa Polish sausage, and you guys should have it the middle of next week.
That's great. We're very excited to be chosen by Kielbasa. And we'll definitely put the sausage to use. We'll definitely enjoy it.
That's Russell Krieger, this week's winner of the Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week. Folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's edition of Tailgate Radio. Please keep those letters and questions coming in, and also keep sending in your entries into the Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week contest. We review those on a weekly basis, and we choose, you know, whether you nominate yourself or you nominate a club or you nominate someone that you feel is worthy through actions that you see on social networking, or just you think they just have a cool club and you walked by them one day. It doesn't matter how they're nominated. We just want to put the spotlight on all the great tailgate clubs and organizations out there. And, of course, this week's winner, Tailgating Dallas, and Russell Krieger, the winner of this week's Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week. That's going to about do it for this week. We appreciate you tuning in on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, SoundCloud, Roku, Apple TV, wherever you find us. We certainly do appreciate it. Want to thank our great sponsors out there, Tailgate Giant, RealtyShares.com, and of course, the good folks at Kielbasa. For everybody here at Game Day Media and Tailgate Radio, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we will see you in the parking lot. Adios. To talk to you a little bit about RealtyShares.com. RealtyShares.com is one of our great sponsors. And you know, if you've had money in the stock market, you've probably, you know, maybe broken even this year, maybe you even lost money. But if your dollars were invested in real estate in markets like San Francisco, New York, Seattle, Chicago, even San Antonio or Austin, you likely enjoyed solid returns. Diversification is the name of the game when it comes to investing. And if you're looking to diversify your portfolio with real estate, look no further than RealtyShares.com. RealtyShares is an online real estate investment marketplace that allows accredited investors to invest as little as $1,000 per transaction in both residential and commercial real estate projects across the United States. And man, over the summer, I bought a new home. A bigger home, which is great. That means things are going well here at Tailgate Radio. But, you know, I wish that I had the opportunity and wish I'd known about RealtyShares.com at the time, because I really think I would have taken advantage of them then. But much like all of you, I know about it now, and I will certainly be making my investments over at RealtyShares. You know, they are active in over 100 major markets across the USA. Thousands of investors use the platform to invest in real estate deals that are sourced and vetted by their experienced investment professionals. And you can browse and invest in minutes, all from your computers. So go to RealtyShares.com and use this special code /tailgate, RealtyShares.com/tailgate, to create your free account today. We've already returned over $10 million to investors. So start investing today at RealtyShares.com/tailgate. Investments are risky and may lose value. Past performance is not indicative of future results. But go over to RealtyShares.com/tailgate today and start your investing and diversification in the world of real estate. RealtyShares.com/tailgate.